Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Wrestling is so crazy at the moment that if I woke up tomorrow and I checked my phone and it said Vince McMahon joins All Elite Wrestling, I would just go, yeah, of course he did. I mean, do not forget what only happened a couple of weeks ago. Bryan Danielson and Adam Cole debuted on the same show. I've said it before, I'll say it again. If you had predicted that beforehand with any sense of real, genuine honesty, somebody would have punched you in the face. So I would just prepare your mind for anything that could happen. Although WWE does have something very obvious they can turn to, and many would call it their last big trump card. You know what? It's probably time to play it. Why? Here's why. I'm sure your mind is racing right now, so I'm going to give you a few seconds to think about it. Get a piece of paper, get a pen, and write some stuff down. And if you came up with Repo Man, believe you me, you and I can most definitely be friends. Certainly, I'm not sure that WWE sees it this way. And yes, I've transformed into Repo Man. In a couple of seconds, I will untransform from being Repo Man. And to be fair, what they do have is not only bigger than the man that used to repossess things, but it's basically bigger than all of wrestling. And I am, of course, talking, check your answers, about The Rock. And it seems mad to say now, because I bet a majority of us grew up with it, but most of Dwayne Johnson's fan base only know him for his movies. They don't know he used to throw himself around a wrestling ring, and they just think the nickname The Rock is some cool thing that he came up for himself. And don't pretend otherwise. I have people in my family that say, oh, Simon, have you seen this guy? He kind of looks like a wrestler. I'm like, he was a wrestler, damn it, and he was pretty good. So as whatever this wrestling war is hots up, you just know that WWE has a plan somewhere that says bring back the great one. It's like a break glass in case of emergency situation. And it's kind of fascinating because what The Rock is now is not really what Vince McMahon likes to promote anymore. More of a content creator than a promoter right now, Vince McMahon has indeed spent many a year transforming those three initials, WWE, into the star attraction and trying not to have too many faces of the company. And it's very hard to argue against it. If you've got to look at the numbers, the metrics and the books, they are making more money now than they ever have. So on one level, you have to go, oh, good work, guys, you've done it. Now, that doesn't mean it's going to run out of steam, but as I stand here late 2021, it's a round of applause all round. You're a stockholder. And it all ties into the arrival of the WWE Network, of course, which was the company trying to sell content that they physically have. And then a few years afterwards, they did actually sell it to a third party. And this also helped Raw and SmackDown too. Never forget that USA and Fox are paying WWE $1 billion each or some kind of crazy, crazy figure just to air professional wrestling. $1 billion. Pick up the phone and you get Scrooge McDuck. So we are talking about bigger than the Attitude Era here, no matter how much you like that. But even though we can talk about these till the cows come home, every single wrestling company on the planet does need to have faces that fans enjoy. And even though WWE has released a bunch of these recently, not all of them they actually wanted to go. Daniel Bryan was absolutely somebody they wanted to keep, even down to reports that apparently they were going to let him work New Japan. And it was the same with Adam Cole, and it was the same with Jon Moxley. And don't forget, before AEW was a thing, there were all these rumors that Cody Rhodes was going to be offered something. And we know for sure, because they've talked about it, that the Young Bucks and Kenny Omega have also been sounded out. And if we go back to Matt and Nick Jackson, apparently, they were going to be offered a deal where they said, hey, look, come in for 6 months, and if you don't like it and you don't like the booking, you can just leave. I mean, that's pretty crazy. So they get it. They totally get it. And the issue they do have right now is every single name that just came out of my mouth when it comes to sports entertainment is absolutely a main eventer or a top-tier guy. And while the internet will paint it otherwise, it's not all doom and gloom. I mean, Roman Reigns, Becky Lynch, Brock Lesnar, and there's a few people just underneath that. But no one compares, and I really do mean it, like the Sinead O'Connor song, no nothing compares to The Rock. The last time we saw the People's Champion was when SmackDown debuted on Fox back in October 2019, and he drew almost 4 million eyeballs to that show, and he did a pretty good job in putting Becky Lynch over in the process. When all was said and done, I'm sure everybody was very happy. Dwayne Johnson would have been happy, Becky Lynch would have been happy, Vince McMahon would have been happy, Fox would have been happy. That's what he does, he comes in and he brings joy. But as the wrestling community teaches us constantly at the moment, when you have something that they want to see, the numbers will go up, but as soon as that thing is gone, the numbers will go back down. And sure, you're gonna have a few hanger-oners, but the real joy and the re-trick is coming up with something that gets the people to stay, even when someone like Dwayne Johnson has gone back to Hollywood, and I don't know, making a new Under Armour shoe. So basically what I'm saying is, to recapture that wider audience, you need to start telling long-term stories. I know you already know this, but just bear with me one second. Because when it comes to Mr. Johnson, if we are actually eventually going to build to this feud with Roman Reigns, my word, are you going to create a storm? And much like we did with John Cena 10 or so years ago, if you can get the word out there early enough, when they know that he's going to turn up on Raw or SmackDown, whatever it is, once again, you're going to have a good night. And look, yes, too, if we then get to WrestleMania, whatever it may be, I suppose 2023 at this stage, and our tribal chief, oh, praise Roman Reigns, actually beats The Rock, then maybe you're onto something else. This should be seen as Plan B, however. We already talked about plans earlier on, because what really should happen here is somebody should sit down with the most electrifying man in all of sports entertainment and say, look, this will be great. You're going to come in, fight with Roman Reigns, your cousin, you're going to have a great match. But can we come up with something that's a little bit stretched out and goes on for a little bit longer? Because again, we're trying to buzz back out the audience. It's not like we haven't done that before. Never forget the build to John Cena versus The Rock went on for 1 year, and then basically had the match once in a lifetime. Then we did it twice, don't worry about it. But that was a year as well. And okay, The Rock wasn't on TV each and every single week, but you knew that he could be on there. And there's that magic word, could. Because at the moment, we ain't getting nothing. So think about getting Dwayne for a 12-month period, even if it's just iPhones from his massive house. You could roll into 2020 and do Roman Reigns versus Brock Lesnar, which people are going to be interested in, even though we're doing it in Saudi Arabia, but whatever. And then you can build to that, and all of a sudden, you're starting to create quite a nice little platform for yourself. Also, don't forget the WrestleMania in question just so happens to be in LA. You know, Dwayne Johnson is a Hollywood guy now, could probably also induct him into the Hall of Fame. I mean, the last ever match of The Rock. Ka-ching. Regret doing that. I just meant you'd make a lot of money. Because nobody can move the goalposts like The Rock. Even if the older son decided to go to Impact Wrestling, their numbers would go through the roof, because never forget, he is a global brand. He is a global superstar. If my nan was still alive, and she's not, but I hope she's doing well, even she would know who Dwayne Johnson was. Even though I love wrestling, again, she wouldn't know that, and it would be infuriating. And now you're all saying, oh my gosh, Simon, talk about the fact that The Rock may turn up on AEW. Maybe he would. I would very much doubt it, but you never say never in professional wrestling. But imagine the XFL did get picked up by TNT or TBS or something, and they go, oh, hey, Rock, come on our wrestling show to promote it. That is not even something we have to worry about, though. Because if we are looking at proper stars that could come back and all of a sudden allow WWE to go, ha, 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 we've got him, it's obviously the return of the People's Champ. I would love it though, don't get me wrong. I would absolutely love it. Twitter would explode, and I'd go right to my computer and I'd type in eatingpopcorn.gif. And I'd use that one to Big E, because right now Big E's a WWE champion, and as a massive nerd, that makes me happier than The Rock coming back.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.